You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., the founder of the Body Regeneration Method. And I am here to empower you and teach you how to connect to the God consciousness like you've never connected before. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine science, spirituality, and ministry to help you unlock the secrets within so you can finally let go of what's holding you back. If you are truly ready to break free and bring in the new and stop wasting your time, join me and together let's unlock your superpowers so you can live your extraordinary life.
Welcome. How are we all doing in quarantine land? I hope we're okay. I'm so glad you could join us. I have an amazing guest, Janet Angela Mills, is with us today, and you guys have requested to have her back. Because during these times of great change and transition, and I have said this for a long time, people know my journey and how I had to sort of, I had to go the science route, and then I kind of went this sort of spiritual space. I'm not saying, you know, spiritual space, but when, however it is for you, no judgment. But it was really when I started to connect back into the powers to be, into the God space, that literally things started to shift and move. And what I find right now is a lot of people, we're doing a lot of praying for the world. We're going to do a lot of that today with our amazing guests. And I'm so, so grateful because it's really that connection. And this isn't, I've been saying for a long time, we got to keep that connection nice and strong, no matter the great things in your life, the challenging things. Because when you have that trust, I always say faith, trust, no, believe that there's, you know, there's a reason, there's a plan. It makes it easier. What I find during these times is I used to feel so alone. I never feel alone anymore. And I love my alone time. I went out this morning and I had my own communion, my chatter here with God. I have my space, and it just, there's so much more peace and being able to give that to the world. So that's what we're going to do here today. Jana Angela, I am so happy you are here today. I love you and your family so much. I love how you guys are this big ball, all five of you, that shining light of just out into the world of what God is doing in the world. And we are seeing a lot of, and I think isolation does this to people. If you don't have that strong connection, you can start playing mind games on yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you notice that?
I do. Thank you, Tracy, for having me back. You are a breath of fresh air. You are a ray of light. And we're so thankful that we can call you friend. We're so thankful for you. And also for even your team. Like, I'm telling you, I got an email from Julie the other day. She made my life. With her words and her kindness. And you're just surrounded by such great people. So I wanted to say that first and foremost, just thank you. And yeah, I mean, it is so important to have a glory connection. It is so important to be connected in faith with God in this hour. And yeah, all of us are we're all experiencing this together. This is all new for us, and things like to just manifest in every area. And we're seeing that. We're seeing the good, we're seeing the bad, and we're seeing a mixture of things. But I love this scripture, John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." And right there, if we can just hold on to some peace that God has made available for us, we're going to get through this. And so it is important to have a connection to faith. It's important to have this connection with God, especially right now, connected to the glory. And in His glory, there's ease. There's no dis-ease that can remain. There's ease. So we just have to think upon Him and really take captive of every thought and make sure it's positive, it's faith-filled, it's glory-filled, and just release any negativity.
Yeah, I've been saying this for a while. I'd love to get your point of view on this too. And your thought is that our words right now, this year, for the next 10 years, I don't know, God just kept pressing that they're so important right now, more than ever before. Do you find that right now? Like, I don't know. It was just ringing in my ears. Remind people, be very discerning what's coming out of your mouth.
Absolutely. Because our words are a creative force. Our words create. after what we're speaking. So are we releasing faith or are we releasing fear? And when we're releasing words, they're creating after themselves. So we want to be careful what we're releasing. And I even made a comment to Joshua last night when I watched the news, which I've actually started limiting.
Yes, obviously, amen.
Obviously, I want to be aware of what the government is releasing, but you have to be careful what you're allowing into your portals, into your eye gate, into your ear gate, into your thought realm, into your mind, into your heart, because you know what you think gets down into your heart, and then out of your heart, words come out. And I saw a title yesterday on the TV, and it said "Canada in Crisis," and right away my spirit jolted because I'm like, wow, let's be careful what we're declaring over our nation. Let's be careful what we're declaring over our cities, over the world, over each other. Let's be careful what we're reading, because when we read that, it gets into our thoughts, and we just need to be careful what we're speaking and not come into agreement with crisis. Even though in the natural we see what's happening, we don't come into agreement with it. We come into agreement with what God's word says.
Yeah. So, I really believe through this, the stronger, this is why I'm so happy that you will join me. And we might, I keep hearing, we got to do this again very soon. Because the more that, and this is what I was sitting there and I was praying and I was spending my time. I pray, I pray a lot at the top. It sounds funny. I pray a lot at the top. I know that sounds funny, but I love my bass. I put my lush in there and I just go in and I'm, so there's my secret, guys. It's quiet. No one bugs me and I can have my communication. And it's, I really see from what I've been shown and what I hear, I'm like, thank you, God. I believe that this is time to bring down the systems that don't work. And God is cleaning, cleansing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, why can't we say we're cleaning, we're cleansing, come together in humanity that we can get better systems for everybody. Yeah. Better so people aren't hungry, people aren't suffering, people like, right. It just looks like that. And so I like to hold on to that. But I...
That's good.
Do you have a prayer, speaking of what you just said, is there, or, and if no, that's okay, but a prayer blessing or something that we can do right now to help remove some of that negativity from the news, from the media, from the platforms that are fear, because we have this beautiful young country. Let's just say Canada, we have listeners all over the world and beautiful countries. Like, you've traveled the nations, you've seen the beauty in the world, then maybe we could break off some of that enemy spirit or energy that people put in their hearts.
Just absolutely. I'm just going to pray from my heart right now. Please. And I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and every listener right now. And where this broadcast goes, there's no distance in the glory. There's no limitation in the glory. And so right now, Father God, I just thank you for your perfect love that casts out all fear. Your perfect love that penetrates deep within each soul, each spirit, each body, God. I just thank you for that perfect love that removes every ounce of fear, every ounce of depression, every ounce of anxiety, every ounce of worry, doubt, negativity. We just cast it off right now in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of Holy Spirit. And we just thank you for your light and your life that just goes down deep within our very being and manifests brightly. And we just thank you, Father, for even just a revelation of wisdom and discernment to watch our vocabulary and to watch our thoughts and to take them captive and make them obedient to you, Christ Jesus. I just thank you, Father, for your immeasurable realms of peace and the ease that comes in your glory. And I just thank you for that glory connection to happen right now in Jesus' name, that the lights would just come on, God, and that wherever there's areas that need to be brought into order, we just speak forth your divine order in our language, in our going, in our workplace, in our day-to-day functions, even though we're all at home, God. This is a time that you can really minister to us. And so we just receive generously from you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
That's like taking all that in and more. Listen to those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful words, guys. And I think that if people aren't sure and they're really wanting to open their hearts now to find their connection. I know there's been a lot. I know I was on that journey. I was so lost. I was trying to find everything. During this time of being home, and I know some people are saying, what can I do to find my connection? Because it can be scary, right? Because we've heard a lot of crazy stuff through the religion lines that really hurt a lot of people. And so it's hard for them to open up. What can we say to the people that are listening to say, because I had somebody the other day to me that said, Tracy, you say God. I said, well, trust me, I couldn't say God till about 5-6 years ago. Like, it was really hard because I had so much bad programming. And I realized I had to move that. And a lot of people I see right now are in that transition to come to God and move that line. Because you've ministered to so many people around the world, you guys have been this light to bring people back to the love of what God is. Because God is so love. What do you say to those people who, because a lot of people at home listening, like I tell you, we have so many listeners now, like, okay, thank you. This has been really good for people to get the word to them, the isolation. But while they're at home and they're struggling with this, how can we help them to really find that connection back that you've seen your whole life?
I think the key is just opening yourself up and letting the guard down and placing yourself in a vulnerable position where I think people are in such a desperate place right now, and you have to set aside the past. Today's a new day.
Amen.
So I think you have to let go of the past, and that's easier said than done for most people.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you just have to open yourself up and give him a chance to come in and show himself real to you. And he shows himself real to people in all different ways, because everybody has come from a different place. Everybody's in a different place in their walk, in their journey in life. And so to have one formula, the formula, you know, that we testify and that we speak about, the formula is Jesus. And for us, he's the only way, the truth, and the life. And in finding Jesus, in finding the true light, the true life, the true source of everything, there's such peace that comes. And so I just encourage, if you've never opened yourself up in this way, to just get into a quiet place, get into a quiet place by yourself. And this might sound crazy, but just start talking. Just start talking.
Hey, I do it all the time. People are like, my kids are like, Mom, you're crazy. You're always talking out loud.
And just, just ask God to show himself real to you.
Yeah.
And just put yourself in a place of vulnerability and say, you know what? I'm right here. I'm wide open. Show yourself real to me. I invite you into my life to show yourself real to me. I accept your love. He's a forgiving God. He is a God of love, of forgiveness, of grace, of mercy. He's not a religious God. He's a relationship God. And he wants a relationship and a connection with each and every one of us.
I love that you say this, because I say this to people all the time, and they look at me like I got two heads. I'm like, when did the Christ become an exclusive club? When? Yeah. Because he never did. Like, from all the things when I even do, and I see that beautiful energy all the time of him coming, blanketing over the planet, like literally like never before. Oh, it chills. Yeah. And it's like never before. And I said, like, that, unfortunately, I'm like, that's where a lot of people, they hear the name and they get triggered, right? Because of the religious beliefs. But I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. You can correct me, but as far as I know, Jesus walked the planet to just give love and teach you how strong and powerful and beautiful you are, and to connect and to come to God. And there was no judgment. There was no.
There is no judgment in him at all.
Yeah,
there is no judgment at all. And that's, I feel, that is a perception that religion has made him look to be. Yeah. And he's not judgmental at all. He is an accepting God. And he takes us as we are. And he loves us unconditionally. Like, if you can grasp that revelation in itself, that his love is unconditional for you and his love is eternal, it's everlasting.
Yeah.
Like, just pause and think about that, and that will just, it'll wreck you for good.
Yeah, because, and that's one thing I love to say. I'm always like, thank you, God. I send that back to you with unconditional love, unconditional love, because who are we? We're just here to learn. And And I think that people going through times right now have to understand that we're humans. We're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But there's forgiveness always. Absolutely. Like, because we're not like, when people say, well, you have to do this, and I say, but we do fall down, but we learn from it. So there's forgiveness. There's
stronger.
Yeah, so much. And none of us lived we've all done things in our life where we're like, ooh, okay, we change it, right? Because that's how we learn and that's how we become better humans.
Absolutely. I mean, you look in the scriptures and you read about Saul, who was a hater of Christians. He was the one that killed Christians. And yet there he was walking on the road of Damascus and had a God encounter. And God transformed his life, transformed it so that his name was actually changed as well to Paul. And he became the greatest apostle that there ever was.
Yeah, yeah. That is a beautiful, beautiful. Guys, listen to that, because this is what I love about that is, again, we can always grow and change right there. You just said it. And if we're holding people in the past or holding ourselves to the past and saying that that's our present or our future, we can't move. What do you have a prayer blessing to kind of go through to let go of the past? To remove.
Hallelujah. Yes, I do.
Hey, I want to get as many as we can. And we have you for an hour. And like I said, I got 150 prayer blessings that people would like here from, you know, how can we open up? Because there's also too, we got to let go of the past. There's fear that people say come in, they're uncertain right now that they're not going to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear of the unknown.
Financially, their families. And I thought, well, you know, if we can just lift them up and they can listen to the recording over and over, because you know what, when we got the Mills in the house and you just are the love bugs of the world. I know I keep saying that, but as your family, you shine so much love everywhere you go. And this is what I say to people, like, this is your, we're all very discerning who we let in our world for that reason, because it lifts us up or people bring us down. And it's sort of that place, but you've traveled the nations. And so if you have a prayer blessing for that, and then I have another question for you.
Absolutely. Well, God, thank you, Tracy. We love you so much. You know what? We love him so much, and he's given us such a love for people. And yeah, we just love everyone. So
You do.
Lord, we just thank you, Father, for each one. And we just thank you, Father, for just an openness and a vulnerability to you to come into their hearts, Lord, that they would just, that you would remove the hardness that has been built up, that you would remove walls that have been placed in their lives, that you would just open up their hearts to receive the new. Whatever that looks like, God, we just thank you for opening up minds, opening up eyes, opening up ears to receive the new and to step into the new of this day and to let go of the old and to really embrace what you have for them today. And God, I just thank you for healing hearts. I thank you for healing souls. I thank you, Father, for just bringing just a cleansing oil. I just sense a cleansing oil being washed from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, cleansing them and washing them clean of any feelings of unforgiveness, of any bitterness, of any hardness that's there, God. I just thank you for washing them clean, God. And even things that maybe they're not even aware of, Lord, I thank you that you know all things. And so I thank you, Father, for just bringing forth that fresh cleansing oil upon their lives, upon their hearts, upon their minds, placing them into a position to receive the new today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Love it. Guys, take all of that and more and more and more. That's how I always say, and more and more and more. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. More. Thank you.
You're for us every day.
You know, one of the things I think is really sweet, loving your posts and stuff, and a blessing. Like, we got to look at what these blessings are. Like, you guys have traveled so much around the world. I know your kids now are more in school. So, you know, you've been home more. And what a blessing. You actually have your whole family together. Like, this has probably been the longest time in ever.
Absolutely. I have been praising God. There's been so much good in this situation for us. Like, seriously, this is what you need to do. You have to grab heaven's perspective on the situation. And that's where you put your focus on.
Yeah.
Because if you're putting your focus on all the negative stuff that's happening, I'm not saying be oblivious to what's happening, but don't let that be your focus. Don't let that be your primary attentive mind, looking at everything that's seemingly going wrong. Look at the positive things that God's doing in all of this, because He always takes the things that the enemy means for harm and He turns them around for our good. And so the fact that we are all together is a massive miracle. Like, we're all together in one home.
This is probably like the longest time in history, in your actual home. I know you guys have been together traveling, yes, but like in your home.
Yes. This has been so good. And it's been so good for Joshua, because he, like you said, he is more on the road since the kids are in school. And it's been so good for him to be a part of day-to-day routines and just to have fun all together. I mean, we work hard, but we play hard, and we know how to have fun. And
yes, he can cook for you now because he's home.
He does. He loves it. Yeah. He loves serving his family.
He does.
And I love serving our family. So we're having so much fun, and we're eating at home where we usually eat on the road, you know? So like, that's a huge difference. And honestly, there's been so many things that God has shown us, some different strategies, some different things that God has wanted us to do. And life gets busy and you put some things on a shelf, and not out of trying to be disobedient, but just trying to figure out how you're going to do things, because there's always so much going on. And there's things that we're now stepping into that we have known that we're supposed to, especially with online media and different things, that we're being just thrown into this. And it's something that we've been needing to do. And now we have the time to do things. And so we just have to really take a look at, take some dreams off the shelf since we're all sitting at home, and things that you've wanted to learn or things that you've wanted to do, and take those off the shelf and start pursuing them, because we're all in the position of being at home. And some of us are still busy working from home because it's been something that we've always done.
Yeah. I know people are like, are you resting? I'm like, I'm busier than ever before. Right? Like, resting? No, I don't know what that is.
Exactly. But there's a lot of people that have time to think, have time to be surfing their phones and the internet. So take advantage of this time that you have and really fill yourself with some amazing tools and knowledge that's out there, because there's some amazing resources. And just the family connection, people are actually spending time together. That's a beautiful miracle, to see the families being reconnected.
Yeah, they say there'll be lots of babies coming.
Babies.
I wouldn't doubt it, the babies. But, I love it. I know you guys, because even I was so happy to see that you guys were even tonight. You're doing at 8:00. You're doing online ministry. And so where can people sign up or get that, actually?
So we're going to have it on our YouTube channel, International Glory.
Okay.
We're also going to have Facebook Live, the Joshua and Janet Angela Mills, and then also on Instagram, at Joshua Mills One. So that's at 8:00 Eastern Standard Time. And we're so excited because we want that glory connection to be imparted to people, for people to understand how to connect to God. He is the glory.
Amen.
And how amazing it is to be connected to Him, and everything that flows from Him that feeds into your financial realm, that feeds into your physical body realm, that feeds into your spiritual realm. There's just so much available in Him. And so we're going to worship, we're going to share, I'm going to laugh and cry.
Your laugh and your tears are like, I say to people, if I could just have you laugh for a whole hour, you guys would be so happy by the end of it, because your laugh is contagious. You know, I remember when I met you, it's got to be over 4 years ago now, Glory School. And that was intimidating for me, guys. Anyone knows? Because I was like coming into this environment, it was so new, and the glory had come in, and you laughed, I think, for, 20 minutes straight. The whole room, there's over 100 people in here, and the whole room was laughing, and it was so joyous, and it was just like, you need to record your laugh for half an hour and just put it out there.
put it on
CD, because it literally, there's just so much joy. And that's one of the things I love so much about you, is you're always smiling. And it doesn't mean you don't have your challenges and things to go through. You're
right.
But you bring this beauty, and it's just, yeah, your laugh, I have to say, always when I hear it, I'm like, oh, that just made me feel so good today.
Well, I seriously have joy angels, honestly. And I have been laughing through this whole experience because, again, I'm not oblivious and naive to what's happening. Yeah. But I choose to live in a realm and live in a place of victory where we aren't defeated and we will not be brought down. And we're just going up from here. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I mean, you just, a good laugh, really, it boosts your immune system. I saw somebody post that this morning. It might've even been my mom-in-law. When you have a bout of laughter.
Hey, did you just call her your mom in love?
Yeah.
Like instead of mother in law, your mom in law?
Yeah.
Oh my God, people take that. I love that. Sorry to cut you off, but.
No, that's okay.
Know, I used, some people call them their outlaws if they're no longer there, but I love this mom in love. Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody has, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off because that is so beautiful.
I feel like when you say mother in law, it just sounds so, I don't know, it just rubs me the wrong way. So. She's my mother in love. And honestly, she is my mama. Like she's lost amazing. My mom when I was 18. So my mom is in heaven and she stepped into my life just shortly after I lost my mom. I met Joshua not even a year later after I lost my mom. And, she really is amazing. She really is.
I can attest to that. She is an incredible, incredible woman. I love that. That mom in love. Yeah, you're so right. Laughter, gratitude, it increases your immune system.
Well, the Bible says it's medicine. It's medicine for us. So, you know, if you're feeling down, just laugh. Just somehow ask God for a spirit of joy to come upon you and just laugh and you'll see how much better it actually physically makes you feel.
Yeah, it's like you get this natural. Now, I never did drugs, so I don't know what that's like. But I it's like this natural high. Like I say to people, if that's what it is, it's so beautiful. I don't know. Like that would not be a good high over there. I'm not talking. That's not good for what I've seen. But just naturally, you just feel like you're happy. Like you want to jump. You want to sprint.
And it is contagious.
Time.
I mean, there's times with traveling and being in airports. You know, I'll see people laughing, and I don't know what they're talking about, but I'll start laughing. And the same goes for crying too. If I see like a family, I have no idea who those people are, but they are crying. I'm crying right there with them.
Yeah, I love that. You were so honest the other day on your Instagram. I just cry all the time.
I do. It's one of the manifestations of God's love. They flow out in tears.
Yeah, and it should be. I really like what you said. So if people, I love this perspective because you said it really clearly, choice. Guys, this is all choice. We have a choice to sit in the garbage, or we have a choice to look to the glory. We have a choice to be the light and be a different perspective for somebody. What would be... As this is a global thing, this isn't just obviously local, it's global. Something that people listening, it might be, I don't know if it would be a prayer blessing or something that we can put into that people maybe when they're having their time, we're in the tub, really help the whole planet, right? Like as the virus lifts off, because we know viruses come from not the glory. And so... To just help lift that off, because we do have a lot of people right now. I have a lot of nurses, and I know you know a lot of people do, nurses and frontline workers. How can we do a prayer to up, just lift that up, or something that we can say that people listening can go, I can do that every day to help this alleviate very quickly. Like, is it, what would you suggest there? Because the more we pray and come together, the quicker we can lift this off.
I believe that to be true as well. I feel like if we just all collectively put our focus on divine healing and declaring a miracle, we can see
that. Can we do that right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sorry. Absolutely. I'm like, can we do it right now?
Yes, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just speak forth your miracles. We speak forth your miracles of healing and breakthrough in Jesus' name. We speak forth your miracles of life. We speak forth your miracles of divine health. Where there's sickness, it has to go right now. We just speak forth divine health in Jesus' name. We speak divine health over bodies, and we speak forth divine health over finances. We speak divine health over mindsets. We speak divine health over families in Jesus' name. So I feel like you were mentioning before, Tracy, about our words. So I feel like if we're collectively releasing words of life, releasing words of light, we're lifting up a praise, it changes the atmosphere. And in saying this, I hear or I sense the word miraculous recovery.
Amen.
A lot of people are trying to figure out what's going to happen after this. How are we going to get out of this? And I just want to declare right now into the atmosphere, miraculous recovery. He has got it. If we put our faith and our trust in him.
I am covered in chills from head to toe, my whole body. I would say that's spirit approved. Everyone gets chills, you get spirit approved. The spirit is like, approved. People, I know. All our quirkiness, spirit approved. I love that miraculous recovery, because if we can keep declaring that, like, thank you, God, for all this miraculous recovery everywhere in the world, that's that beauty that, you know, the finances will get fixed in some way. And better.
Don't be in a place of fear where you're withholding. Continue to be generous. Continue to be generous, whether it's in your finances. Continue to be generous in your time and your efforts and your word and your deed. Continue to be a generous people, because in being generous, you're allowing yourself to continue that cycle of giving and receiving. So you'll continue to receive. You know, it's so beautiful. My son, the other day, he felt like God impressed on him to sow a seed, to sow a financial seed into the ministry. And it was sacrificial for him. And we didn't say anything. He just came to us. And do you know, the very next day, in the midst of all of this stuff that's going on, he got a promotion at work.
I love it.
Stepping into promotion in this season, in this hour. So, you know, we are positioned as children of God. We are positioned for prosperity in our spiritual, physical, and mental beings. We are positioned in prosperity. There is no lack in the glory of God. There's none whatsoever. We're not going to go without. He's not withholding from us.
I see that more and feel that more than ever before. Like I said this, and people looked at me and said, out of this is going to come so many blessings for people that have also struggled a lot and been asking and praying and believing. And you got to keep believing. And I love that. I saw that post you did with Lincoln. I think he jumped in your bed or something and woke you guys up. Guess what happened, Mom? This is the fun. I love it. Guess what happened, Mom and Dad? And it's so true, because you can. There's so many ways to give right now. And even with people like I've done it. I know many people have, who knew people traveling, coming back home, you know, and they had no food because they're in quarantine. Take food and drop it off on their door. You know, they're there. Or, you know, I have to go do some banking, you know, for people today that can't get out. So, you know, D was stuck. He was stuck. He's in quarantine. You know, it's like, so when your own partner is in quarantine, you know, and I say to people, there's a space. My daughter can't get out of the Dominican. She's stuck. Like, so she's in a safe place, and she's got lots of food and water. But as a mom, you know, right? So it's just like, okay, we have to keep allowing and praying and understanding there's a bigger thing unfolding here. And that's what I love about what you guys talk about. And it totally changed my world probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Totally changed when it's like, there is something much bigger than here. I can't see it. So you guys are very good at this and explaining what we see out here is not what's necessarily unfolding. Like, what you see in the natural is not what's happening in the supernatural.
Right. We're first and foremost spirit beings. That's who our first person is. But we live in a natural world, and we have this natural physical body, and we see things in the natural. But if we can really understand that true reality is the spiritual realm, there's a supernatural reality that he's designed for you, that you're actually born out of, and that's our true identity, the supernatural realm. And in the Bible, it says we're actually positioned and seated in heavenly places. So do you think there's sickness in heaven? No, there's not. Do you think there's any lack in heaven? No, there's not. Any division in heaven? None whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So if we can understand where we're seated as children of God, that we're seated in heavenly places, and that's our position in a realm of victory, then when things come at us in the natural, that's not reality. That's not for us. And so we just have to be bold and courageous in our faith with our words and with our focus, and really just speak to the matter and say, this is actually not truth. And this is what is, and speak that into manifestation. And, you know, sometimes we see things happen. We see miracles instantaneously. And sometimes it's a progressive journey. And we just have to be strong and steadfast in our faith and stand firm as to what is the truth, not what's a fact, because facts are always changing around us. Oh, but yeah. The truth always is, He is the truth, and stand in that truth, and don't step out of it.
I so love that you said this. So everybody, please listening, really, even if you have to rewind and listen, that exactly, facts are changing all the time. I always use that analogy of, oh, coffee's good for you, coffee's bad for you. You know, it changes. Chocolate's good for you, chocolate's bad for you. You know, I heard someone the other day say, oh, drink some alcohol, it'll get you through. And I'm like, that's going to lower your immune system. What are you saying? You know, oh, then it's good. Like, you hear all that, which is, I'm like, what? So you're so
just
right.
Take a drink of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yes, I'll stay with my tea. Thank you very much. And absolutely, I'm like, thank you, God. But it is changing all the time. It's sort of like, remember in the old days, there was a whole belief that we would never fly, that planes could never take off. And nobody conceptualized that, right? There was a time nobody could believe that. Right. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get a message to create this plane. And now look what we have. And now it's commonplace, right? So sometimes if people can reference things, that just because everyone says it's not possible does not mean it isn't possible. Because I always hear when someone says it's not possible, I'm like, that means it is possible. Like, it makes me stronger. If you're going to tell me that's not possible and you're crazy, then I'm like, I'll be crazy all day long, because I know now it is possible based on what you just said.
And I just challenge people, pick up a Bible. And if you don't have one, ask someone for one. Yeah. And honestly, you will find so many truths that will literally set you free when you pick up the Word of God and see what He's designed for your life, what He's made available for you. And when you encounter these trying times, the hope and the peace and the life-giving Word that comes out of His Word.
Yeah.
And truly, that all things are possible with Him. There are no limitations in the glory realm of God. We've experienced it firsthand. We've lived it. And we've only seen a little bit of it.
Oh, I think we're just getting ready, literally ready. I really feel strongly that we're going to see a whole new world start to emerge out of this, which it will take time. I'm not saying it won't. I'm hoping it's going to be really quick, but I just mean like how systems and the way we come together. I really believe we're moving into a bigger awakening of kindness and love and understanding and coming back to God like people never did before.
I believe that. And I feel like there has been a season where there's been a lot of self-awareness, which is important. Don't get me wrong. But to the point where I felt like there was too much self, where people started eliminating thinking about others. And so now we're in this place where there is a lot of attention on connection. And I feel like that's such a positive outcome already in this hour where people have really unified. We need to still see some more unity, but I feel like there has been such an increase in that unity that is bringing forth healing, and that is bringing forth breakthrough in a lot of areas that have needed it.
I love that you said that, because I've noticed even in our community, a lot of people talk about that. They're like, people are still missing some of the community because they love it, right? Like we support each other. How can we help you? How can we help you? Like, that's constantly what I hear people in your community, our community. How can we help you? How can we help you? How can we lift you up? And I believe I totally resonate with that, because you can start to see people are getting out of the me world. So it's not about, you got to look at yourself and change, but it's also you know, we're human creatures who love to be with each other. We love to have hugs and support. Yeah. And when somebody has a victory, we have a victory, you know, like, because we can celebrate together and you can share in that. And that's what I think, you know, really is that connection back to God, that really, when you strengthen it back through, that it's like, okay, I can have this victory as well with somebody else. Like, that's partly how we're supposed to be interacting. Can you, I want you to ask him, because I had to go through this as a learning curve. When people are reading things out of the Bible, I know that they have to also make sure they're careful how they interpret to stay really connected in the positive. Because I know people brought that to me. They're like, well, when I've read this, it, based on their religious teaching, it kind of sounds really hard.
Yeah.
Like, they start punishing themselves. What do you say to people who say, I want to read this and make sure I'm reading it in the positive, not punishing myself?
Yeah, you want to read it through the lens of Jesus. You want to read it through the eyes of Jesus, because Jesus is found through it all, even in the Old Testament. Wow. Jesus is found in it all. I think, too, you have to remember the era and the time and the culture of that time where the Bible was written. So I think it's important if there's so many translations out there, and some are more clear than others. Like today, Joshua woke up with the scripture and he read it in the Message translation, which is very our language.
Okay.
Very easy to read and understand, very descriptive. Yeah. But then it's also important to read it in other translations, because there's different tones and different words that really bring out different revelations. So you have to... you have to read before and after certain scriptures to understand where they're coming from, the culture that they were in. That's important to remember when you're reading the Bible.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. Sometimes you're like, what the heck were they saying? Could someone translate? I know mine has a translation on the bottom, because I'm like, sometimes I just can't translate that. Yeah. Like, you know, you're like, I just can't translate that all the time. It's I love it. And also, I love your love earrings. If anyone can see Jen and Angela, right now. Yeah, you know, she's got them, bringing the love, bringing the joy, bringing the beauty, bringing the miracle cream. Last time you were here, we found miracle cream.
We've been getting so many testimonies of people right now listening to Spirit Spa more than ever before.
You know, I listen to, Spirit Spa constantly in the background. I have so many of the instrumentals that I play nonstop, even with the angel one. I see people, if you haven't got Moving in the Glories, I love your, I think it's just the big blow up on behind you.
Yeah, we have a lot of the book. I don't want to move too much.
But I know.
His new book actually came in today too. Encountering
Angels. Oh.
I saw the UPS truck just drive into the driveway as I'm talking to you.
I keep saying I'm taking that energy. It's been hard enough to get one book out. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, they just channel, know so many books. I love it. It's so inspirational. And yeah, if people are listening and you want to have something that's understanding more how you can connect, I love Moving in the Glory Rooms. Is almost, it is a book for people to go back. Like, what I do now is I just open a page. It is one of those books you can open the page if you're connecting and you need a bigger connection, to be able to just do that and to give some guidance, right, on how and to interpret things and to move in that space. It's so people listening, if you're not quite sure, you're like, how do I connect more? What can I do? I always say that's a great starting point.
It is a really great foundational book on understanding the glory and what the glory is. And you know what, Tracy, you have such an amazing message. And I am just speaking forth the ease of God's glory upon you even right now, to continue to see that message come out. And you're doing so well in different media outlets, but even in the printed book form, I just speak forth the ease of God's glory upon you, that it will just flow like a river and it would be so easy for you. And you have such an important message that God's given you, and the world needs to hear it. So I can see it spreading through the nations, your message. And for all of you listening, I want you to understand that you each have a message, that your voice is important in this hour, and never consider yourself a small voice or insignificant. Each and every one of you are significant. Each and every one of you have an important voice and message to release in this hour. And maybe it's to your next door neighbor. Maybe it's to the internet. Maybe it's to people that you're working with, or, you know, to a loved one. Just release that voice that God's given you. Release the message and never value it as insignificant, because it is so significant. So significant, each and every one of you.
I'm so glad you said that. And I'm always messaging that to people, because so often we get lost, I think, in our sort of journey, especially when we've come up in more difficult times, as you know, right? And come through. And I didn't have anybody to even ask really about God. Yeah, okay, kind of went Sunday school a little bit, but if people know my story, I went because I could get a donut on the bus, but I felt comfort in the Sunday school. I was a little kid, right? But right. I didn't have anyone to take me or help me see things or nothing. And that my connection could be so sacred and so personal. And that's what I really want people to understand. It's your connection is your personal connection. No judgment. It's your connection.
Yeah.
And the messages I really feel are going to become stronger in the world and more accepting and more tolerant as we come out of all of this, of just loving people and getting back to the truth of who we are. Yeah. It's because a lot of that you can see is lifting off. I know we're getting to the top of the hour soon. I get it. We didn't even take a break today. I'm like, we're not taking a break today. I know, live. We're live. There's no break. It doesn't work here. We get to call our show the way we want to. There's so much with spirit. What could we maybe, I'd like to do another prayer. But for clarity, I keep in clarity for people, because this is a time, like you said, to be able to really get centered with yourself. And really, I love what you said before. I've been saying this message as well, to what do you really want to do with your life? How do you really want it to live? Like, this is your breather. Like, God's giving you a breather to say, come here, write down your dreams, your visions, like, get clear. Because so often when we're so busy, we're not clear. People aren't taking, when someone says to me, I don't have 10 minutes a day to connect God, I'm like, wow. Like, to me, I connect all day long. I hear this a lot. And I'm like, you can't spend 10 minutes a day. Wow. Now you got all day long, every day in your house to really connect. Like I say, I connect all day long. I went for a walk this morning for 40 minutes. I'm like, thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for bringing this. I'm like sending out all this energy to the world. I'm like, bless everybody. I'm like, bless that dog. Bless that person. Like, it's you and I, it's the way we live now. We're connecting 24/7. So I really thought, could we do something for clarity for people to say that this is the time, guys. I have been kind of very firm on this, but this is the time to strengthen the connection, to be clear, because those dreams and visions that you want to create, you need that connection. Yeah. I wouldn't be where I am. You wouldn't be where you are without that connection. It wouldn't, because it wouldn't happen. So
absolutely, because he is so good at he cares about every detail of our life. And so He's the one that's put the dreams and the visions and the creativity inside of each and every one of us. And so when we tap into that and it's like, wow, like, how do I do this? How do I walk this thing out? He's so amazing. He can give you your daily timetable. If you'll just sit there and listen, he will mark the path for you. And these really are days where everybody really needs to be walking in the spirit of wisdom, a spirit of discernment, and a spirit of knowledge. And these three are very key for survival, really. And so, Lord, I just thank you right now for your spirit of wisdom that brings forth clarity. And I just cast away all confusion, any gray, muggy areas that are lurking in the mindsets of your people. I just thank you for removing it right now. And I just speak forth the clarity. I speak forth creative abilities, God, that you've already placed within them. And I thank you, Father, for just where there's the vision, you've given the provision. So I thank you for the provision in the area of finances. I thank you for the provision in wisdom. I thank you for the provision in outlines and blueprints and mapping, God. I thank you, Father, for that realm of clarity for each and every one, and for the wisdom to be the foundation of it all. In your precious name, Jesus, we thank you for it. And there is great clarity that's coming to God's people. And there's great clarity that's coming when we just sit down. And for those that say, I don't even have 10 minutes. Well, here's just an idea. And I speak this out of love. Set your alarm 10 minutes earlier.
Amen. Amen.
Start your day on the right path with focusing in on some truth and some positivity and on him and allowing him to start your day. Because I'll tell you, if you give God your day, it'll be the most productive. It'll be the most fruitful. It'll be the most joy-filled and wonder-filled and miracle-filled day that you could have.
It's true. You know, I don't get out of bed until I've had my time. Like literally, yeah. Like I wake up and I'm like, thank you, God, for this day, showing the blessings, all that through. Even, and one of the things I love to do, I know we're getting to the end here. So people always ask me what my symbol is, and it's actually the hand of God with your seeds coming out. The seeds are planted. That's what my symbol means. And I tell people, and I say to them a lot of times, if you don't know what to do, my go-to is I take my heart. I'm like, thank you, God, I give this to you. And I picture that big hand. I'm like, thank you, God, I give this to you. I don't know what to do with it. I'm giving it to you. Thank you, God. I know, I can't believe we're all top of the hour, and I would love to have you back. What would you like to leave with everybody today? I'm so humbled and grateful you joined us.
It's my honor and my pleasure, and I just pray that people have been encouraged today. And I guess the two words that I want to leave with you is fear not. Fear not. Do not be afraid. And if you're not sure where to put your trust in Christ. Yeah. And that's the best recommendation I could give to anybody is trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, but fully put your trust in him and allow him to take your life and to continue to shape it and mold it and use your life to not only experience blessings for yourself, but to be a blessing to others, because the world needs you and the world needs you right now.
Amen. It couldn't be better said. Make sure you guys, if you can tonight, now that's because it's on YouTube and Facebook Live. It'll be on there permanently. So if anybody misses it, they can go back and rewatch.
Absolutely. It will be on 8:00 Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. But like you said, you can watch it.
YouTube channel and Facebook page really quickly.
YouTube International Glory, Facebook, Joshua and Janet Angela Mills, Instagram at Joshua Mills One.
I love it. I love you guys so much.
I love you.
I am so, give your babies a big hug and a big kiss. I'm so proud of all of them. I still am in amazement that Lincoln is so big. And every time I see him, I'm like, you're supposed to be a baby still. He's like so little. I know. That's what I said. I'm only like 29, but I have a 25-year-old. Yeah. We'll take it all.
That's right.
I love you guys.
Strong, Tracy.
We will stay in it. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. You can watch the replay however you listen, but we'll be here next week to answer your questions, to help you connect even more. And so have an incredible week. Stay safe and just keep sending the love. We'll see you next week, same time, same place.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.